second Mishnah in the sixth parak teaches us Amri Shu ben Levi. Every day a bas coil emanates from Har Sinai, Mechrezes Vaymeres, and announces Olam Labrius Melbon Shel Torah. Terrible is it for people who embarrass the Torah. Anyone who doesn't learn Torah Nikra Nozov is called a person who's separated from Hashem. Shnem and Nezem Zob Af Chazir Ish Yof of Sorach Tam. It's like a golden ring on the nose of a pig and a woman, a nice woman without proper behavior. Vaymer in the pasuk says, "Valuchus Maaseh Elokim Hema." The luchus were the work of Hashem. V'michtav michtav Elokim Hi. The writing on them was the writing of Hashem. Chorus al luchus, which were engraved on the luchus. Al tikri chorus el cheres. She'en lucha ben cherem. No one is considered free. El misha oisik b'talmud Torah, unless someone learns Torah. V'kam misha oisik b'talmud Torah, but yet the person who does learn Torah. Harezumis Allah, he becomes higher, better. Shnei Matana Nachneel Nachiel Bomis. The Brisa here discusses the bas coil that comes out every day. And I saw that the Nesivus Shalom explains what is the purpose of this bas coil. So he says, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was that we should become closer to Him. The entire purpose of learning Torah, the entire purpose of doing mitzvahs, is to bring a person closer to Hashem. And there is no better method on how to get closer to Hashem other than learning Torah. The reason is, he explains, because the first word of the Yisaris HaDibris is Anoichi, Anoichi Hashem Lakecho, and that word Anoichi stands for Anoa Nafshi Ksivas Hiavis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says that He Himself is in the Torah. And therefore, the person who learns Torah is connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Klal Yisrael, by giving us the Torah, giving us this method of becoming closer to Him. And that's what this Brisa says. Olam Labrius Melbonus Shel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I gave you this wonderful gift, but you don't know how to appreciate the gift. You don't know how to utilize, and if you don't utilize the special gift we received, then you deserve to be punished. You deserve not to have what you're supposed to have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to learn Torah and become, as the Mishnah says, a ben chayrim. And the person who doesn't learn Torah, who doesn't utilize this gift, is a nosif. The Gemara Masechta Tainis, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, says that the Torah, somebody who learns Torah l'shma, is nasas lo sam chayim. The Torah becomes the medicine from which to draw life, and otherwise chas v'sholem, it's sam mavis. However, the Gemara also Masechta Pesachim, daf nun on the base, teaches us lo lam yasek adam b'Torah shlo l'shma. As long as a person learns Torah, even if he's still learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, but he knows and he aspires that his Torah should be Torah Lishma, then it also is already considered Torah Lishma. Because as the Gemara says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Trunya Im B'Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes who we are, and recognizes that it's difficult for somebody to truly learn Torah Lishma. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, as long as you aspire to learn Torah Lishma, then I will give you credit. But then in the Sivas, Shalom says another interesting pshat. He says, "Loylem yasek adam tarish loylishma, shemitayich shloylishma balishma." He says that even if a person, typically when he learns, is learning Torah shloylishma, but if for one moment, one time that he learned Torah, he learned the Torah Lishma, that is enough, says the Nesiv Shalom, that he learned Torah Lishma and gets all the brachas that our Mishnah tells us one receives for learning Torah Lishma. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Shemtayr Shalai Lishma. Even if you're Chas V'Sham learning Torah Shalai Lishma, but if you're learning Lishma, if you learn it one time Lishma, then you will have the bracha of learning Torah Lishma. So there's a famous question that the Baal Shem Tov asks. He asks that here our Mishnah says, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim bas kol yotzus mihar chayriv machrezes v'ymeres oylem lebriyos me'albonin shal Torah." Tremendous declaration that comes out with this bas kol. And of course the question is, but we don't hear the bas kol. So what's the point of a bas kol that we don't hear? So he says that very often in a person's life, there are moments where he comes to the recognition that he wants to be better, that he wants to do better. And the person, when he experiences such a moment, is supposed to grab that moment and use that moment to become better. From where do those moments come? From where do those thoughts come? From where do those hurim come? That comes from that bas kol. But I saw that the Mefarshim take this one step further. They say that we know, so the question still remains. The way we need to understand it is as follows. The question still remains. Yes, the Baal Shem just explained to us that we have the method of hearing that bas kol. The method of hearing, we do hear the bas kol when we have here Hurei Tshuva. But it still doesn't answer the question, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it in a way that we could clearly hear? So the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samachei Omid Beis, Shem Shemitzvah Loi Medova HaNishma, Kach Mitzvah Shloi Loi Medova She'enem Nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah to say something that people will listen to, so too is there a mitzvah not to say something that people would not listen to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically disguises, so to speak, the bas kol in a way that we don't necessarily hear the bas kol, in order that if we're worthy, that we get those hirhuri tshuva and we act under those hirhuri tshuva, and if we're not worthy, then we don't hear and don't recognize those hirhuri tshuva. And the Mefarshim take this one step further. Every one of us is made up of a guf and a neshama. Our guf is firmly entrenched in this world, but the neshama, alakai neshama shenasatabi tahoirihi, the neshama that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tahor. The neshama that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to Shemayim every evening. And that neshama does have that ability to hear this bas kol. It's our guf. It's the gashmius that prevents us from hearing the bas koil. But a neshama certainly hears that bas koil. And that's why I saw that the Mefarshim explain that sometimes we find people who are unfortunately quite distant from Torah Hashem, from Avodas Hashem, and yet they're zoich to become Bali Tshuva. And the reason that they're zoich to become Bali Tshuva is because that bas koil, this bas koil that our Mishnah refers to, penetrates their neshama and therefore causes them to become bigger and better. Har Chayrev, we know, is Har Sinai. So the Mefarshim ask, why does the Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shu ben Levi, say, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim bas kol yoytzes mehar Chayrev? Why doesn't the Mishnah call it Har Sinai? The Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Omen Aleph, teaches us. Dorosh Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us. Los Lovi Mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara. When Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzahara. V'shoichta b'fnei tzadikim b'fnei rishoyim. And we'll slaughter that Yetzahara in the presence of all the tzadikim and all the rishoyim. Tzadikim nidmalem kahar gavoya. To the tzadikim, the Yetzahara will appear like a tall mountain, difficult to climb. Rishoyim nidmalem kachot asara. And to the rishoyim, the Yetzahara will appear like a small thread. And halola boichim, halola boichim. And both the tzadikim and the rishoyim will cry. Tzadikim boichim voim, the tzadikim will be crying, saying, Heich yucholnu lichvash har gvoya gazeh. How are we able to get above this high mountain? Rishoyim boichim voim, the rishoyim will cry, Heich lo yucholnu lichvash eschot ha'chsara azeh. How could we not even overcome this small thread? The Yetzahara is the Satan, he's the Malach HaMoves, and he, as we just see now from this Gemara, is the Har Gevoya. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is Bas Kol Yotzes Mahar Chayrev, that Har that the Rishoyim won't recognize, is the Har that is the Har that teaches us the Bas Kol. And that Bas Kol comes from that Har. And that har will bring a churban to the Rishoyim who did not listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It. I saw from the Chafetz Chaim a mashal. If there were a situation where, for whatever reason, the sun and the moon and the stars would stop to function, the entire world would be obviously very concerned, very preoccupied with this occurrence. And certainly, if this occurrence were to extend itself over a longer amount of time, then the entire world order would, of course, change. The world would become desolate. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the entire world was created by Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Im lo b'risi yoimam v'layla chuka shamayim v'aretz l'samti. The condition for the continued existence of the world is only by us learning Torah. If the world won't have Torah, the world will cease to exist. And that's what this Baskel says. Recognize what Torah is to the world. Because if you won't have Torah, you won't have a world. And that's why the Gemara Masech Davai Dezor Daf Gimel Amid Beis teaches us, Kol HaPosek Medivrei Torah. If somebody interrupts his learning, V'Osek Medivrei Sicha, and starts wasting his time, what we learn from here is not only the importance of learning, the importance of learning without interruption. the famous Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, where Rabbi Kiva came back home after 12 years of learning, and he recognized that his wife was satisfied with his learning, so he didn't even go in. He just turned around and went right back to the yeshiva and learned for another 12 years. Couldn't have he stopped for a moment to go in and say hello? Because 12 plus 12 is not 24, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would say. One has to have uninterrupted learning. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. The Machrezes, the Baskal is saying, not only do we need Torah for the existence of the world, but we need to be worried about the Elboino Shatorah. The Elboino Shatorah is that the Torah should not be embarrassed. What does it mean that the Torah should not be embarrassed? What it means that the Torah should not be embarrassed is that we should learn Torah without any interruption. And we should learn Torah, all of us should learn Torah. We have an obligation, Elbonei Shatorah is both on a level of how we learn, a qualitative level that we should constantly be learning, and it's in a quantitative learning. And it should be a learning that everybody is involved in Torah. And that's why I saw a beautiful pshat. Most of Shas speaks about very mundane situations. One can even make an argument that they're situations that most of us will never encounter. We learn Masech Baba Kama, where we learn dafim upon dafim that discuss animals doing damage. In the world that we live in, we don't have animals walking in the street that we have to worry about animals doing damage. But when one learns Torah, one needs to recognize that he's connecting himself to the Dvar Hashem. If somebody is the connecting himself to the Dvar Hashem, so every word of Torah is the Dvar Hashem. If every word of the Torah is Dvar Hashem, then of course it makes no difference why connecting yourself to Torah, you are connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Chassidim says, Da, afilo hayulibay shel adam kaleiv Shlomo HaMelech. If you will have an individual who is as wise as Shlomo HaMelech, ach lo rotzo las b'Torah b'chayiv k'roi loy. But he doesn't learn Torah like he's supposed to. What does that mean? He had the opportunity to go learn by a certain Rebbe in a certain yeshiva. He didn't take the opportunity that he had when he was in yeshiva to learn as much as he could have. When he will come to the Olam HaEmes and they'll be speaking in Divrei Torah, he won't be able to participate. And when there'll be a yeshiva in the yeshiva shamala, lo yava b'neihem, he will not have the opportunity to participate. Lumazos, on the other hand, adam hatareach b'zeh ha'olam l'das l'muda. If you have a person who in this world attempts to learn as much as he can, af she'en le'lev ata, but he isn't necessarily that smart. Yilo le'lev b'mesifta d'rukia. He will have an opportunity to participate in the yeshiva shamala. And the Tana goes on to say, "V'michtav michtav elokim hu." The words of the Torah are michtav elokim. What does it mean that they're michtav elokim? Somebody who learns Torah finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. The Torah itself will give him the opportunity to see everything. And the Mitana goes on to say, V'oimer haluches mas alakim hema v'michta michta alakim hu choros al aluchos atik v'choros al acheris. And as the Mepharshim say, that usually the word for engraving is chokuk. Why does the Torah use the word chorus instead of Chokuk, to teach us this remez that our Tan is teaching us, that Ein Lecha Ben Chayrim Ela Misha Oisik B'Toyra. Because if you think about the way the Luchos were engraved, they were engraved from both sides. Both sides, you were able to read the words of the Luchos, which is of course not the way normally something is engraved in stone. Why was it done that way? To teach us that the normal limitations that are usual in the world, when you engrave something, you normally can only read it from one side. You can't read it from both sides. When you engrave something, were you to engrave it all the way, the letters couldn't stand. Yet, we know the Gemara says, Mam v'samach shebeluchos b'nes hayoimdim, they were able to be engraved. Teaches us the Mishnah that all of the limitations that exist in the world, all of the limitations that exist in the world, don't exist to somebody who accepts in himself the oil ha-Torah. Ein lecha ben chayrim el misha oisik b'Torah. The person who learns divrei Torah, he becomes free from all of those physical limitations that the rest of us experience. And the Tana concludes, v'kom misha oisik b'talmud Torah hareze mis'ala. The pasuk says in Parshas Shemai, in Parshas Kisisa, Ze yitnu kol ha'oiva l'kudim. The ze that's referred to in that pasuk, says Rashi, is the matbeya shel esh, the coin made out of fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu and told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kize yitnu. This is the type of coin that Klai Yisrael should give from Matzah HaShekel. So the ze refers to a coin. And the question is, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make a menorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make the menorah miksha out of one piece of gold. And Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in knowing how to make the menorah miksha. It's quite understandable. But why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show Moshe Rabbeinu the matbeya shalesh? Is that so difficult to understand what a coin is? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him the matbeya shalesh? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu a tremendous lesson. That zeh, this matbeya, there's nothing that represents gashmius more than a coin. But you have the ability to make that coin a matbeya shalesh. You have the ability to make that coin into kedusha. The person she'osik kamisha osik b'talmud Torah, the person that learns Torah, harei zeh mis'ala. He has the ability to make the zeh, the gashmius mis'ala, higher, better, different, if he learns Torah l'shma. But I saw that the Nesiv Shalom speaks about the Albayinu Shal Torah. And he tries to explain what is the Albayinu Shal Torah, what is the embarrassment of the Torah that this Tana tries to teach us. So he says that the Torah, the purpose of the Torah is to teach us Avodas Hashem. What does it mean to teach us Avodas Hashem? He says, what it means to teach us Avodas Hashem is that all of the activities of a Jew, everything he does, should be based on the Torah. As the Pasuk says, B'chol Drachecha De'ehu. And he says, that is the definition of Torah Lashma. The definition of Torah Lashma, he says, is a person who the Torah permeates every aspect and every moment, every aspect of his life, and every moment of his life. So he says that's what this paskoil, that this brisa refers to. The baskol that says, Oilehem lebriois mi'alboinish ha-toyra, is not speaking about learning Torah. The brisa is talking about living Torah. And he says, if you look at the words of the brisa says, Shekol mi she'ena oisik b'toyra. The brisa doesn't use the word, Kol mi she'ena loy m'toyra. Loy m'toyra would mean that brisa is speaking to someone who doesn't learn Torah. That's not what the brisa is teaching us. The brisa is teaching us about someone who's not oisik b'toyra. Somebody whose entire life is not led by the words of Torah, is an albino shel Torah. That person is embarrassing the Torah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to teach us how to live a life. And if we don't live the life that way, we are being malev as a Torah, we're embarrassing the Torah. Because a person needs to appreciate what Torah is all about. And he says, if we look at the Pasuk that the Tana chooses, Nezem Zov Ba'af Chazir. What does the Tana mean by teaching us about the Nezem Zov Ba'af Chazir? He says you could have the most beautiful ring, but the Chazir doesn't appreciate this beautiful piece of jewelry. That is what the Tana of our Mishnah is telling us. The Tana of our Mishnah is telling us is you could have a person who received the Torah. You can have a person who's even learning Torah. However, if he's not oisik b'Torah, if he doesn't appreciate that the Torah should influence every aspect of his life, then he's like the chazir with the ring that doesn't appreciate the ring that he has. She'en l'cha ben chayrim elamish oisik b'Torah. The person who learns Torah and lives his life by Torah, even the Dvarim Gashmiyim, his eating, his sleeping, his working, then that person is a truly Ben Chayrim. But the person who learns when he's in the Beis Medrash, davens when he's in the shul, but when he's outside, he's not living a life of Torah, he's not the person who's a true Ben Chayrim. And that's why the Tana chose to bring the Pasuk of Aluchais Masa Lekim Hema V'michtav Michtav Alekim Hema. As we said at the beginning of the Shir, the Seres HaDibris begins with the word Anoichi, which stands for Anoichi Ano Nafshi Ksivis Yehavis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah Elukus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah He Himself. And if a person doesn't recognize that when he lives a life of Torah, then he's living with Hashem, and if Chas V'Shalom, he doesn't live that way, just the opposite, then that's the Albayna Shal Torah. He's embarrassing the Torah, and he's embarrassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if somebody does live that life, so not only is he connecting to the Torah, but as the Tana himself concludes, Harezim is Allah. He's in a different person. His whole life is a different life because the Torah is not limited to certain moments of his life. It affects every moment and every second and every activity of his life. Harezim is Allah.